Components.
Hey, is Abner there?
Hold just a moment. Let me see.
Okay.
Hello, this is Abner.
Hey, Abner. This is Jaw from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking. This is a good time to chat?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just reviewing your file that Danny sent over this morning. It looks like you're asking for $15,000.
Who is?
You are?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, I just want to confirm all the information I have.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it looks like the software itself, you put down that it's about $7,000 for the software and about $5,000 for the device, correct?
Yeah, I gave them all the quotes for them, so.
Okay, yes, I know.
You should have all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have it here. Okay, perfect. So I'm just reviewing here for the equipment financing application. I have you down here as the 51% owner.
Yes.
Okay. Who's the other 49?
It's my wife, my mother-in-law, my two kids. So they don't have more than 20% of it. They only have like
5%
of, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's split up between, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, five people in total,
yep,
including yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. Who has the second largest ownership between you guys?
Well, nobody of this, because it's equally divided, you know, with four other people.
I see. Okay. Okay. I see. So everyone's about 10 or 11%, something like that?
Yeah, whatever, 49% divided by four.
Yeah, so about 42, something like that. Okay. And then I'm looking here on... I'm looking here on your Secretary of State, your business filing. I do have two additional person listed here. I have Bernice and Terry. Oh, okay, Bernice is your mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Terry is was your wife. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when did you turn over part of the ownership to your kids?
Gosh. Was last year.
Last year? Okay. Okay. And I know Danny kind of filled me in a little bit about, you know, you not wanting to, you know, provide all the information for the additional owners, just for, you know, security reasons, correct?
Well, I don't feel that they need to be involved. That's why I made myself 51%.
Mm-hmm. Right. Understand. What we can do is I have two options here right now with, you know, not having the 100% owner's information. I can, one, either try to qualify you for our, this is a different program. It's called Working Capital. We can still get you the capital basically to buy the two things. Sorry?
I'm sorry, I was just talking to some people leaving.
Oh, that's okay. So what we can do is I can try to get you qualified for one of our other programs. It's called Working Capital. That doesn't require 100% owner. What we do, what I will need is basically 6 months of bank statements instead of three, which you already provided three for. I just need the additional 3 months. So from December, January, and February, those bank statements. And then I can work around.
More months?
Yeah. And that I can work around. Since you don't want to provide the 100% ownership information, I can work around that by getting the
I can provide it to you, but I don't know what good is it going to do you when they only own 10% of it and they're their kids.
Yeah.
What is that going to do for you?
Just because equipment financing, it's more of a traditional loan. And, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Basically what it is we're not putting it on their credit or your credit or anything like that. We're putting it on the business credit only. We just need to check it just because they're part owner of the piece of equipment that we're financing.
Okay,
they're 10% of it, basically.
What do you need then? What do you want?
I just need their social, their name, and their address. That's it.
Okay.
And it's just going to be a soft pull on their credit.
Well, they're, like I said, one's a teenager, doesn't even have credit.
Oh, okay. And he's a teenager? How old is he?
16.
He's 16. Okay. Okay. And he owns about 10, 11%. Okay. So maybe we don't need his then. Since he's 16, he doesn't have credit. So there's no point in us checking his anyways. So we don't need his then. How about your second kid?
I don't know his off the top of my head.
Okay. How old is he?
He's probably like 24.
24? Okay. Mm-hmm. So he should have some credit.
Yeah, but I don't want to get all everybody involved with a piece of software.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this was going to be this difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
okay, how about this?
The guy here who called me up said I was already approved, and here I am, you wanting all this other stuff on top of it.
Yes.
What's going on here?
Mm-hmm. Well, how about this? I can work around... I have some programs that I can work with just 75% ownership. So, would you be able to provide just your wife's and your mother-in-law's?
No.
Because that would bring us up to about 75% ownership.
Well, can we just forget about this whole thing?
No, I'm trying to work with you.
No, I mean, your guy that called me up said this
mm-hmm.
was a done deal, and here you are wanting more stuff. I've already given you everything.
Well, you were pre-approved, and we filtered your DMB credit profile, and, you know, we see that you've done business with our bank and our network. And
okay,
we want to do business
problem?
With you.
It's a lot more less than what I did before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about this? Can we just do the bank statements, the additional 3 months of bank statements?
Okay, what kind of rate are you going to give me?
I don't know yet because I don't know the, you know, all the details.
Oh my gosh. So what months do you need?
I just need December, January, and February.
Of 2015?
So 2015's December,
mm-hmm.
January's of this year, and February of this year.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Okay, sounds good. Do you know when you'll be able to send it over to Danny?
Well, it's almost time for me to leave. I'll have to do some time tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay, sounds good. I'll put in the notes in here to check back with you later
right.
on tomorrow then.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Bye.
Bye.